Welcome to the United Adoration podcast series, A Place of Beauty. This series is a companion to our devotional of the same name. Here we invite artists and non-artists alike to meditate on scripture, consider their identity, struggles, and creative process in the light of the true Creator, the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today is Monday, the 6th of December, 2021. The second week of Advent on the Feast of Saint Nicholas. The architect makes no mistake, he's pleased with all that he has made. Inside will grow within him you delight. Stay true, so shine your light upon the hill that he designed you to be built, and let your works radiate his love, guiding Massa sings, The Architect. The architect makes no mistake, the smallest seed, the smallest faith will grow. And if your light is not as bright as you wish it would be tonight, designed you to be built, and let your works radiate his love, guiding the way back home. Today's reading is from Exodus, the 31st chapter, starting at the first verse.
The Lord spoke to Moses, "See, I have called by name Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with divine spirit, with ability, intelligence, and knowledge in every kind of craft to devise artistic designs, to work in gold, silver, and bronze, in cutting stones for setting, and in carving wood in every kind of craft. Moreover, I have appointed with him Aholiab, son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, and I have given skill to all the skillful, so that they may make all that I have commanded you, the tent of meeting, and the ark of the covenant, and the mercy seat that is on it, and all the furnishings of the tent, the table and its utensils, and the pure lampstand with all its utensils, and the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offering with all its utensils, and the basin with its stand, and the finely worked vestments, the holy vestments for the priest Aaron, and the vestments of his sons for their service as priests, and the anointing oil and the fragrant incense for the holy place. They shall do just as I have commanded you."
The Lord says to Moses, I have chosen Bezalel, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God. The same Spirit that hovered over the waters, that participated in the creation of the world, wistful hummingbirds, radiant sunsets, frothy waves, is poured into an artist to reflect the presence of God in the tabernacle of God. Reflect on a time you encountered something that caused awe and wonder in you. In what ways do you sense the Spirit of God in your work? Is the thought that the Holy Spirit collaborates with our work new to you? What would it look like to invite Him into this process? Catherine Miller writes, "Reading scripture provides two benefits of particular interest to you as an artist. It renews your mind with truth, and it expands your vision of who God is and who He created you to be." As our scripture passage is read again, ask the Spirit to expand your own imagination as to how you might reflect the presence of God in the work of your hands.
The Lord spoke to Moses, "See, I have called by name Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with divine spirit, with ability, intelligence, and knowledge in every kind of craft to devise artistic designs, to work in gold, silver, and bronze, in cutting stones for setting, and in carving wood in every kind of craft. Moreover, I have appointed with him Aholiab, son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, and I have given skill to all the skillful, so that they may make all that I have commanded you, the tent of meeting, and the ark of the covenant, and the mercy seat that is on it, and all the furnishings of the tent, the table and its utensils, and the pure lampstand with all its utensils, and the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offering with all its utensils, and the basin with its stand, and the finely worked vestments, the holy vestments for the priest Aaron, and the vestments of his sons for their service as priests, and the anointing oil and the fragrant incense for the holy place. They shall do just as I have commanded you."
Just as people experience the world through various senses, Bezalel and his artists were charged with creating elements for worship that engaged the whole body. Gold lampstands reflecting light, the smell of the incense, the texture of woven garments. What would the kingdom of God look like if it came to your town? What would it smell like? How would it sound? What would it feel like? Spend some time imagining with our Lord. Using the lyrics from the song, O Great Physician, by Catherine and Henry Miller, let us pray. Creator God, Create in me a soul that yearns for you. Creator God, create in me a mind that loves your truth. Creator God, create in me a heart that sings your praise. Creator God, create in me a will that walks your way. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.